Summer feels good.
This is 2GO Summer Breakfast with Mandy and Widow.
Oh, you're feeling good, Widow.
I am feeling good.
We've all had crappy sleeps because of the hot weather, so we were all whinging earlier, but I hope you're feeling good. It's Thursday. We're here. We're alive. What I do love about this warm weather is when you get in the car first thing in the morning, like at 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and you wind down the windows and you've got this kind of just night breeze happening and you're in a singlet and shorts. You know, it's fun.
You're winding down the windows?
Yeah.
I am cranking the aircon to max when I get in the car in the morning.
There's nothing nicer in the first thing in the morning, feeling that beautiful crisp night air.
Mm.
Great.
Yeah, nah.
Embrace it, mate. Embrace it. It is going to be another hot one today, though. What are we heading for?
Top of 33 today. Tomorrow it's going to be sunny in the top of 36. So,
well, spare a thought for the people in the desert. 48, 49 degrees. And apparently yesterday, Australia was the hottest place on the planet.
Hey, go us.
Go us. Well done, everyone.
I don't know if I really want that title, but anyway.
107.7 2GO.
I want to tell you about a little story, and this is just, well, it's cute and it's a little bit sad. An old person called Paweł Loranik from Poland was visiting some friends in the UK, some family, and he was due to fly home. So he went to the Leeds Bradford Airport and wanted to go back to Poland. That's the plan. He's got his ticket. Everything's sorted.
Yep.
He's gone through security. He's popped his bag on and everything.
Which is a big thing for an elderly gentleman. Yeah, there's a lot to think about.
Yeah. I think he's 75, so you know, about the same age as my parents. And I know sometimes my parents get a little confused, a little bit dottery.
Yeah. Especially now, like you can't take a certain amount of mil of shampoo through and all that stuff
and carry on.
Airports
are bloody big places, you know, to hobble around in.
Yeah.
Anyway, so he's boarded the plane. His ticket was checked. Mm-hmm. He sits down. Mm-hmm. The plane takes off. And instead of landing in Poland, he ends up in Malta.
What?
So he just got on the wrong plane.
But how is that possible? Don't
they
check the tickets?
Right? Nobody picked it up. Nobody picked up that he was on the wrong plane going to the wrong country with the wrong ticket. And so he gets to Malta and he's massively confused. Mind you, what a great place to get sent to.
Like,
that's pretty good. I've always wanted to go to Malta.
Wasn't it a bit confusing, though, when they're coming into land and the captain's like, ladies and gentlemen, it's a sunny 33 degrees in Malta today. And he's like, hang on.
What? It's kind of like a mystery flight. Do mystery flights, are they still a thing? Because they were really big in the 90s and the 2000s, but I don't know whether anyone still does them.
My brother went on one.
Oh, yeah.
And ended up in Tasmania.
Was he happy about that?
No, he didn't mind it. I think he was hoping for maybe something a little bit more tropical. But,
Yeah, you're going to Dubbo.
Yeah.
Mystery flight.
Hey, you can go to the Western Plains Zoo in Dubbo. Great zoo. You can ride a bike around and see the rhinoceros at sea.
What a lovely place. Maybe we should send Paweł Loranik there to Dubbo.
You'll go there by accident.
107.7 2GO.
And talking about gigs at the moment, things you can go see, there's an interesting musical happening here.
Oh, yeah, Madagascar.
Mm.
So yesterday we caught up with the director, and this was by the Gosford Musical Society Juniors.
Yeah.
So it's a great production full of kids, and it's something very cool to do on the school holidays. And yesterday we caught up with director Matt. The Gosford Musical Society Juniors production of Madagascar is on at the Laycock Street Theatre. It's only on for another handful of days, so I highly recommend that you go and have a look at it. And joining us to chat about it is the director, Matt Johnson. Hello.
Hello. How are we?
Fabulous. So you've been running for a few days already. How are the performances going?
Oh, so well. We're getting such positive feedback, and we actually sold out, so we had to put extra shows on. So it's all going very well.
Excellent. Yeah. That's fantastic. Now, this is the Gosford Musical Society Juniors. So what's the age group of the performers?
So it ranges from 8 to 18. So we've got the tiny little cute cuddly penguins doing their thing all the way up to our 18-year-old kind of Alex the Lion.
Oh, fantastic. Aww. And this is one of my favourite characters from Madagascar.
I like to move it. I like to move it.
King Julian.
I like to move it. I like to move it.
Now, I suspect you needed a particularly crazy kid to play King Julian.
That's right. We got Allegra Hall. She is ridiculous. And she just spends most of the time improvising on stage. She's got the big wide eyes and the hilarious accent. And we do about 3 reprises of I Like to Move It.
So excellent. Nice.
Yeah. Now, Matt, there's an old saying in show business, never work with kids or animals. You're kind of doing both on this one. Is it going all right?
I know. I made a massive mistake. No, it's hilarious. The kids are just so enthusiastic. You don't get energy from adults like you do from 8-year-olds. So it's a ridiculous amount of fun.
Oh, so, fantastic stuff.
So well, the Move It song's in it. Is there any other songs we'll know that are in it?
Not that you'll know, no. It's all original music, but only an hour long, this show, and they've managed to pack 15 songs into it. So it just kind of moves from song to song to song, and they're all at as high energy as I like to move it.
Oh, that's fantastic.
I love that. That sounds like it'll be a lot of fun.
And so kids of all ages can come and see this, yeah?
We encourage it, yeah, absolutely. Because it's only an hour long, it's great for the young ones, and the audience gets super rowdy anyway, so don't feel nervous about whether your kid can sit through it. We get them up on their feet and get them to dance with us. So
oh, see, this
all
is
ages
brilliant.
Welcome.
So you've got the 10:30 session today and 1 p.m. and then you've got 10:30 and 7:30 tomorrow, Friday and Saturday. So you've got to be quick if you want tickets to Madagascar, the musical adventure with the Gosford Musical Society Juniors. Thank you, Director Matt Johnson. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Thanks so much for having me.
107.7 2GO.
Talking about traffic, actually, it seems to be that the news repeats itself from time to time.
Yeah, it does. History repeats history. Oh, hang on. No, that's the wrong lyrics.
That never repeats, right? Anyway.
Yeah.
I think it was, was it last year, November-ish or maybe December? We talked about in Europe there was a chocolate factory that broke down and all the chocolate went on the road outside the factory.
Yeah,
and they had
and
to scrape
it off. And
it was cold
and the chocolate set on the road and all the fire is an emergency crew had to kind of jackhammer the chocolate off the road.
People haven't learned their lesson. They haven't been careful with their liquid chocolate because in the States, in Arizona, a truck carrying 18 tons of liquid chocolate had an accident and it went everywhere, all over the highway.
Oh,
liquid chocolate.
Liquid chocolate
absolutely
everywhere.
Absolutely everywhere, yep.
See, you know, that would be quite a spectacle, wouldn't it?
Well, it's
was it dark chocolate or milk chocolate?
Well, I don't know.
Was it white chocolate?
That's interesting. I didn't think about that one. But no,
it's a lot of chocolate, 18 tons of liquid chocolate.
Imagine doing the traffic report. Could you imagine me? And watch out on the M1 southbound at the moment. We've got a broken down truck there and it's spilling out chocolate everywhere. Take care of some
more. Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit weird.
It's very strange indeed.
Yeah, but, and the other thing
grab
is.
Grab a spoon.
The other thing is, and I'm sorry to any chocolate lovers out there.
What?
Because I know what you're thinking. You're thinking grab a spoon, maybe
grab a spoon, go and lick the road.
No, couldn't do it. Because it was damaged, they actually had to pump all the chocolate out of the truck. So they, because it was so badly damaged, and just get rid of it down the drain.
Oh, that's a shame. Yeah. Why didn't they do something creative with it, like make a big giant chocolate volcano or something?
I don't know, but they had it's apparently biodegradable, so it didn't hurt the environment.
Yeah, but do something fun
with it. Yeah, so all
just
of it,
pump
18
it down
tons.
The drain.
See you later, because they couldn't get the truck out
I'd
of there without
I'd make a chocolate
it.
Volcano well, with it, and then I'd put some marshmallows and stuff in the middle and blow it up and send chocolate and marshmallows everywhere.
This is my thing, okay, and I've thought about this a little bit this morning, because apparently the cleanup took 4 hours.
Okay.
And I reckon that's too long. 4 hours is too long to clean up chocolate. I reckon if you got some marshmallows and some biscuits and some of those American kids around the place, they'd be making s'mores and they'd be getting rid of all that stuff. The other one I thought of, it's only 4 degrees over there at the moment.
Yeah.
So you could literally jump in that chocolate and just roll around in it and then like jump in the snow and maybe make like a chocolate version of yourself.
Oh, see, that would be good too.
And then the last thing I thought of.
Wow, you've really been thinking about this. You've been doing some brainstorming.
This is where my mind goes.
Yeah.
And this is something I would probably do because I'm a little bit weird. But there's all this chocolate on the road. It's absolutely everywhere. I'd go to a dress-up store as quickly as I could, get a Willy Wonka costume and just walk around.
And just sing this song.
Walking around the crash.
If you're walking cane in there, just
exactly.
Spray some chocolate around. Fantastic.
Could you imagine being stuck in traffic, finally get to the traffic, and there's some
Willy
dude dancing
Wonka.
Around singing this song? Come on. That would make it lighten the mood a little bit.
It's a little bit of a creepy song, though.
107.7 2GO.
I've got a good news story. Now, there's no punchline to this. I just wanted to share some good news because we hear so much bad news all the time that I just want to remind us that the world is a good place and that mostly people are really good.
It's a feel-good story.
It is. Mm-hmm. In Kansas, a businessman who would go to McDonald's pretty regularly, sort of every other day he would go to McDonald's. He he just got friendly with one of the staff members there, and she was I suppose, you know, working minimum wage at McDonald's, wasn't very well off, and he would chat to her every day, and she always greeted him with a smile, always was really friendly, always had a laugh with him and stuff. And he said to her, her car broke down and she couldn't afford to fix it, which is often the case. And so he said, oh, I'll get you a car, and he was joking, and she thought he was joking. And then one day he rocked up and did this.
That black car is yours. Alright? I always told you I'd give you a car, didn't I?
Yeah.
Right?
But I thought you were kidding. Are you for
I never
real?
Kid.
I'm for real.
That black car right there is yours.
Is he for real?
It's for real. We're giving it to you. It even starts.
Oh my god.
There's still some good people out there.
You're one of them.
Oh, that is lovely.
There's good people out there and you're one of them. Isn't that nice? That's I think he's one of them too. So it was his son's car. His son didn't need it anymore. He fixed it up. He got it all working really well and he just drove it to McDonald's and gave it to her. I think that's awesome.
You know what? Sometimes it's the smallest little things as well that can make someone really happy. It's something simple as like if you're in line to get a coffee, pay for the person's coffee behind you.
I know.
Or
I really like doing things. Yeah. Like, kindness is such a great thing. Anyway, that's just my little feel-good moment for the day.
Nice. Thank you for that.
Everybody pay it forward today, guys.
Summer feels good.
Summer. I love the outdoors.
We love our city.
But I just love being out in the water.
Central Coast 2GO.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO.
Summer feels good.
Do you have streaming like services?
Yeah, I've got Netflix. Netflix.
Do you
yeah.
have Stan at all?
Nah, just Netflix.
Stan, I've got Stan, I've got Netflix. I enjoy it. It's good stuff. There's a lot of good stuff on there.
Yeah, I don't get as much time to watch as I'd like, but yeah, I do enjoy Netflix.
Like The Crown? Do you watch The Crown?
I've that watched the really series good. Of The Crown. Mm-hmm. Peaky Blinders was great. I
enjoyed that. But Netflix has got some news for people in the US. They're raising their prices. Because
it costs a lot to make some of those series.
Well, they almost spent $8 billion US dollars in producing original content.
Yeah, last year, there's a lot of money. Yeah.
So they're not upping here though.
They're
not just in the US. So Netflix price is going to stay the same in Australia.
Good,
but there is some bad news for Australian Netflix users.
Don't widow. I don't want bad news.
Sorry. No,
what
but
is
this
it?
This is important because you might want to change it because if you share your Netflix account password and login, they might be able to find out if you're doing that soon.
Okay,
and
so I know people who like he lives in Sydney and his girlfriend lives here on the coast.
Yeah.
And they share the network, the password, so that they can all watch it.
Won't be able to do that soon.
Oh, no.
I know.
My daughter's in America using my Netflix account.
Don't say that too loudly.
Oh, okay.
Okay, because they might be listening.
Allegedly.
But what they've done is there's a UK software company, Cinemedia, that have developed this software that uses machine learning to sniff out if people are doing this. And what it does is it looks at where you've logged on.
Mm.
It also looks at what device you've logged on with. And also what content you're watching, which is pretty smart. Because if let's say you share your Netflix account with your parents, right?
Mm.
And you're there watching, I don't know, some cool young thing or something.
I don't watch a lot of TV.
But then,
don't look at me. There's nothing cool or young about me.
But then your parents are like watching The Crown, like I watch or something.
Yeah, that's cool. The Crown's cool.
Yeah, I know.
Like they're watching like Midsummer Murders or something. But
So they're going to pick up on that. And what they do is they send a probability score to Netflix that you might be using your account illegally.
See, the robots are coming to get us. I told you.
Maybe.
The robots are coming to get us.
But also, maybe you're a quirky individual that, you know, does work in Sydney.
Yes.
But lives on the coast.
Yes.
And likes to watch Netflix at work.
And Midsummer Murders occasionally with a glass of sherry on a Saturday night. Don't judge me.
Exactly. I watch my cool young stuff and my Midsummer Murders. All right, Netflix, don't cancel my account, please.
107.7 2GO.
Well done to the Mariners.
Oh, yes, finally.
They got a win last night, 2-1 against Melbourne City. After 327 days, Matt Simon got that penalty goal late in the game. It was great stuff. And look, they're playing again this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
They're playing against Brisbane Roar Sunday night. Support your club, believe, belong at the game. For tickets, head to ccmariners.com.au.
They're about to get on a roll, guys, so everybody go and support them.
Hopefully, fingers crossed. And we actually got some tickets to give away to that. So 13-27-10, join the conversation. We could send you along. And I want to talk about something happened yesterday when I was driving along the road.
Mm-hmm. Which road?
I was going over the Ridgeway.
Oh, yeah.
And this car was in front of me, and I was a little concerned for it. And I thought I might have to flag it down and whatnot because there was just so much smoke coming out of this thing.
Like, oh, wow.
You know, and it was towards the front of the car. It wasn't out of the back of the car.
Yeah, yeah. You know? Well, it's hot weather.
Exactly.
Cars actually can catch on fire.
Yeah.
Maybe not just from the weather, but yeah.
Yeah, no, it was really bad.
More frequently than you think.
And it was really bad. It was very white smoke, and it was kind of coming out in very strangely in like increments.
Yeah.
So it'd be like, you know, 20-30 seconds and then this huge puff of smoke.
Did you flag him down? Or
well, this is the thing. I didn't because the car seemed to be travelling all right. And, you know, the Ridgeway gets pretty, you know, steep. And it was cruising up the hill and everything. It was fine.
Yeah.
And then got to a set of traffic lights at the end there in Lizaro and looked over and it was a guy vaping. In the car.
Oh, that's what the smoke was.
That's what all the smoke was.
The vape.
But this was an incredible amount of smoke. It wasn't like when you think of vaping, I think a little puff of smoke or whatever.
No, no.
This was a lot.
You like, can it just, disappear.
It was actually almost comical amount when I saw it. And I just...
It's like the dance floor when the smoke machine comes out.
Well, it was. Yeah, it was.
Pulse nightclub.
It was very strange. So it was nice to know his car was all right and the dude was all right as well. But
he was having a ball. Vaping. Couldn't see the road, but...
Yeah, well, maybe it's a bit of a risk. I don't know. But vaping seems to be around me at the moment because on the weekend I was with my sister driving down the Tuggerah Strait and she noticed there's a vaping store there called It's Vaping. She goes, vaping? What's vaping? Why are people vaping? I don't get vaping.
There was something on the news about vaping the other day about whether it's safe or not because... You know, there haven't been a lot of long-term studies on vaping yet, so they don't really know the health implications. But one guy came out and said, look, I think it's nicotine replacement, so it's got to be better than smoking cigarettes, right?
Well, that's what a lot of people say. But
are there chemicals in it? I don't know.
I don't understand a lot about vaping. This is the thing. So I had a quick look online, and there's like flavours.
Oh, yeah.
But like
vanilla and...
It's not just like tobacco flavours. There's bubblegum, chocolate mint, like cookies and cream flavoured, coffee. It's like, yeah. I don't know.
Is there a cherry ripe flavour?
There is a cherry ripe flavour,
yeah, see, that's
actually
my flavour. I'd have that one. It's like walking around vaping
like
a cherry ripe.
Vape a cherry ripe.
I mean, yeah, at the moment I'm just kind of trying to pretend to smoke a cherry ripe and it's just melting all over my lips.
Well, I've just discovered there's an apple pie flavour.
Oh, there
actually.
You
that's pretty good.
See? So suck you in with the flavours.
I don't understand the whole vaping thing, though. I don't get it. Is,
do you know what I would like to ask somebody who's been a smoker...
Yeah.
Whether vaping, and who is currently a vapor,
yeah,
whether it's helped them kick the habit of smoking. That's what I want to know.
13 27 10, give us a call, let us know. I'd just like to ask some questions about it.
Yeah.
Like, is anyone starting to vape that's never smoked?
Because you can vape inside, can't you?
I think so. I don't know. And then,
I mean, is there someone sitting at their desk at work vaping at work?
I don't know. Is that a thing? Are people taking up vaping that have never smoked before?
Well,
and
that's
seeing as
dumb.
It a new thing? Well,
I don't know.
I don't know. Are people doing it? So 13 27 10.
No, if that's you, give us a call.
Yeah, 13 27 10. Let us know. We'd be we're interested to find out some facts about vaping. The
vapers, get on board.
107.7 CGO.
So I've got some news. Mm-hmm. I love a celebrity stoush. Yep. I love it when celebrities have, you know, beefs that play out publicly on Twitter or whatever.
Yeah.
And there's one happening in the UK at the moment. So I didn't know this, but Robbie Williams. I don't want to ride. Love a bit of Robbie.
Yeah.
Lives next door to this guy, Jimmy Page.
That's a weird kind of...
Is that an interesting combination?
Yeah.
They're obviously living in quite a rich part of town.
Yeah.
By the way, how good's Led Zeppelin?
Yeah, nice.
Just give us a little bit.
Okay.
Oh, happy Thursday, everyone. So then they're living next door to each other, and Jimmy Page wants to build a pool.
Okay.
I think... Robbie wants some sort of gym, but they're having this dispute over the land and the border and who does what where and the name and, you know, just having a big old beef about it all.
Is this in London? Where is this?
That's it's in England.
Okay.
I'm not sure whether it's London, but anyway, so.
Prime real estate. You're going to have some stoushes with your neighbours.
You know it's a rich
stuff.
Part of town. They're two of the most, you know, richest entertainers going around.
Yeah.
Anyway, it's got to that point where Robbie, who's a little bit of a scallywag, which is why we all love him, has decided that one of the ways to annoy Jimmy Page is to play music loud over the fence.
Okay.
How good's this?
Yeah.
He's playing a little bit of this, Black Sabbath.
Okay.
Bit of Aussie.
Yeah. Is he biting the head off any bats or anything like
that? Well, maybe not, but who knows? It's Robbie.
Yeah.
Also a little bit of Pink Floyd. A little bit of Deep Purple. He's playing them very, very loud.
Okay.
Because he knows it upsets Mr. Jimmy Page.
What, loud music?
Well, apparently. I mean, Jimmy's old now, so it probably does upset him a little bit when he's trying to have his afternoon nana nap. But he's also dressing up as Robert Plant, who's also from Led Zeppelin. Now, I don't understand that why, like, Robbie Williams dressing as Robert Plant would upset Jimmy Page.
Yeah. Is he bored? Is Robbie Williams bored? Is this the thing?
Is he mental?
Is he meant to do some kind of tour or something just to get him busy?
This is just bizarre, isn't it? But he's playing that really, really loud. Now, I was thinking about this. You've got Jimmy Page, who's just like a rock god.
Yeah.
I don't think Black Sabbath, Pink Floyd and Deep Purple would annoy him. Like, if that was me, I'd be like, bring it on, Robbie. That's awesome.
It sounds like a good playlist.
It does.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you really want to annoy, I mean, this is just some advice, Robbie. If you really want to annoy
Jimmy
Page.
Well, he does listen to 2GO.
He does.
Fan.
He's a big fan. He streams us.
Yeah.
Play a little bit of this gear. Yeah. You want to annoy Jimmy Page, the rock god from the 70s. Oh, hang on. What about a little bit of this as well? Throw this in the mix. Gangnam Style. Gangnam Style.
Yeah, okay? Actually, Robbie Williams dancing on top of like the roof to this one, that would work.
Doing the dance moves.
I've got one I'll throw into the mix.
Okay, yeah.
This is guaranteed to work. Forget Gangnam Style, okay. Crazy Frog. Play this one.
Oh, my God.
If you played that enough, I think you would be able to get whatever you want.
If my neighbours played that, I'd move.
Really?
I'd move.
There you go.
House on the market. 107.7 2GR. This Saturday in Newcastle, a fantastic festival of, I'm going to say golden oldies, but they're not really that old. It's called By the Sea. Ice House are playing Sunny Boys, The Church, Do-Re-Mi, and Mental as Anything. And to talk to us about it this morning from the Mentals is Greedy Smith. Hello.
Hello.
Hello. Yes, it's great to have you on the show. Going to be at By the Sea in Newcastle. When was the last time you were in Newey?
We were early in the year, I think. It would have been Lambton.
Okay, yeah.
It would have been Lazotz, I think.
Oh, Lazotz is a great venue, isn't it?
I hate to be that guy, but it's only been like 2 weeks of the year. So
Talking about last year, yeah?
Last year. Oh, that's just, it's very hard to come to terms with. I'm in that trouble where I can't, 2019, you know, writing it down for stuff. I can't get used to that.
You know this annoying thing, trying to turn an 8 into a 9? Impossible.
Yeah, you can't do
no,
that.
No, you can't. It's just a horrible, it's like a fly's died on the paper.
Greedy, are you still loving doing this? Are you still enjoying playing live?
I'm enjoying it so much that we put out a live album.
Oh, great.
We're just putting out a live album at the moment. So that's how much I'm enjoying it.
That's fantastic. Yeah. And when you say a live album, so a live audience as well?
Live audience?
Yep.
Live audience playing to to a whole batch of people, but recording it properly.
Yep.
And we had a party, really, basically invited all these people over and played our normal set.
And when you invited everyone to this gig, were they your friends? Like, was it just a giant party?
Well, yeah, it's friends and mad punters too.
Mad punters.
You always got to, if you're in a band like Mental as Anything, you've got to have some mad punters.
Oh, absolutely.
We have our share. Yeah.
Do you know any of your mad punters by name? Have you ever had those? Because I have friends or I know of people who are obsessed with, different artists and will follow them around the country at gigs and things like that. Is there any like that still?
There are. And I think, because you've got to be pretty persistent, because we play, about 110, 120 shows a year.
Yeah.
All over the place. So you've got to be pretty keen. Sometimes you think, am I mad? Because I like it more than ever, and I've been doing it for 42 years, and I like it more than ever. Am I the mad one? I mean, it's just, but if people want to hear this stuff, I'm more than happy to organise that they can hear it.
Yeah, you've got to give the people what they want. And so what's changed for you? You know, you're saying you're enjoying it more than ever. Is that a weird getting old thing that we seem to appreciate things differently the older we get something?
That there's a lot to do with it. I mean, it also in the first 20 years of the band, we're probably, it'd be hard to remember actually work out what we were doing the day before, because we're probably, probably drinking too much, carrying on like pork chops, and playing six nights a week quite often, and all over the world and all over the country. And as you get older, it becomes more towards the weekends you play. Mm. You have during the week to think, oh, gee, I should be out playing a show right now. And that's how I feel. You know, recently had a couple of weeks off. It nearly killed me.
Yes. Do you know what? I had 3 weeks off and I was getting a little antsy at the end of that too.
Just a bit twitchy, don't you?
Yeah, you do. And listen, you're obviously still playing a bunch of instruments. You play the harmonica. How many harmonicas do you have?
Well, a lot of them aren't very... working very well. I mean, I've got to point out that the first harmonica I bought cost me $1.30.
Oh.
And now that same harmonica retails for $75.
Wow.
So it means I've been playing too long, or inflation is severe.
I dare say inflation's pretty bad.
Forget property, invest in harmonicas. Yeah. That's where it's at.
Well, we can't wait to see you. There's some amazing bands joining you at By the Sea in Newcastle. Right, Ice House, Sunny Boys, The Church. I mean, Do-Re-Mi, I don't think I've seen live in a very long time. They're a great live gig. So it's going to be a whole lot of fun. We do have some tickets to give away as well. But thank you so much. Have a ball in Newcastle, and we really look forward to seeing you there, Greedy. And, yeah, we'll chat again soon.
Oh, cheers. And it's my birthday today.
Is it really? Why didn't you say that from the beginning? All right, here we go. I need to say that I was able to sing Happy Birthday to Greedy Smith. Are you ready, Widow? You can help me out.
I'm ready. Here we go.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Greedy Smith from Mental Says Anything.
Happy birthday to you.
Bip-a-ray.
You guys are pros.
No, it's all right. The cake's in the mail, mate.
Thank you.
But with Australia Post, you'll probably get it next week.
107.7 TGO.
Hey, yesterday you and I heard about something that happened in Queensland. Mm. Only in Queensland, let's be honest.
Yeah, actually, yes.
Only you know what? Queensland. This is such a Queensland story.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not even going to apologise to any Queensland listeners. Just not.
No.
So these guys, they're out on their boat.
Yep.
Do we know what kind of boat it was?
It's
a fishing boat.
Yeah, I'd say it'd have to be some kind of trawler type.
Quite a big trawler boat. Okay, yeah. So the boat's out doing its thing.
It was 2:30 in the morning.
And one of the crew members was, you know, doing the thing. And then he goes, hang on, where's, let's call him Bill.
Where's Bill gone?
He's not on the back of the boat.
Oh, no.
So he picks up the phone, rings the Queensland police,
mm-hmm.
says, my mate's gone.
Yep.
He's not on the boat.
Well, Bill's missing.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, Bill's missing.
Bill's missing.
My mate Bill's gone.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know whether his name's Bill, but anyway. Yeah. So, pretty stressful situation. It's the middle of the night.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Mate's gone missing, calls the police. Now, they sent out a whole bunch of helicopters, I think. How many was it?
At dawn, they launched the water police from three different bay areas. They also had the Noosa Coast Guard. They had 7 helicopters and 2 fixed-wing aircraft. So, this was a serious
rescue operation that
went into effect.
So they wanted to cover 134 square miles of water to try and find Bill.
Well, it's scary, you know. Bill's gone. It's the middle of the night. It's dark.
Where's Bill? Where's Bill? Anyway, the reason we're laughing is because after a day of searching and the fishing boat was involved in said search... They found Bill.
They found Bill.
Hooray.
Yay.
Do you know where Bill was?
I know where Bill was because I saw this the other day, yeah.
Bill was asleep on the boat.
Oh, Bill. Oh, Bill.
He was asleep inside the very boat that was looking for him.
My thing about this, I don't think about, you know, the aircraft involved and everything like that. Like, you know, those people are doing their job and they do an amazing job.
Just
say hats off right now to all emergency service workers. But my thing is, I think about this story. Imagine being the guy on the boat that found Bill. Because you'd be part of this search. You'd be freaking out.
And you'd be angry at Bill too, by the way. You'd want to punch Bill.
You'd go downstairs and you'd be like, okay, guys, I need a drink from downstairs. I'm getting a drink. Anyone else want a drink? Okay, I'm just going to go downstairs and get one. Open the door.
Bill!
What are you doing? Where have you been, Bill?
Summer feels good.
Summer, I love the outdoors.
We love our city.
I just love being out in the water.
Central Coast to Geo.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO.
Summer feels good.
Phil Collins, Not Dead Yet Live. January 22nd, Sydney's Kudos Bank Arena. Tickets at tickertech.com.au.
Manda from Yumina, hello.
Hello.
Great to have you on board. Now, we want to put you on the standby list to win tickets, two tickets to go and see Phil Collins next Tuesday at Kudos Bank Arena. All we need you to do, though, is tell us who you would delete, which number you would delete from your phone. Which number would you lose?
I think she's gone. Hello?
Oh, no, Amanda. We're going to try and get Amanda back. In the meantime, let's go to Peter from Blue Haven. Hi, Peter.
Hi, how you going?
Good, mate. Now, to get on the standby list, you need to say whose number you're going to lose from your phone. Whose number will you be prepared to lose?
Oh, I'll probably take the ex-missus. The boys are older now, so I don't really need her number.
Peter.
Oh, I love it.
Are you sure you don't need it? You might need it to talk to her about something.
Nah, they've got their own phones now.
So the other thing, the other part of this equation is that on Friday, if we choose you, you have to ring her and tell her that you're deleting her number. Are you cool to do that, Peter?
Yeah, I don't see a problem with that.
Right.
And you're very laid back about it all.
And who are you going to take to Phil Collins if we choose you?
Probably my wife, probably.
Okay.
My
new wife. Yeah. All right, yeah, cool. Okay. All right, this is working. Okay. Great stuff, Peter. I love your commitment and your very casual nature about it all. You're on the standby list, my friend. Let's go to Amanda in your mind as she's back. Hi, Amanda. We lost you for a second there.
Hi.
Hi. Sorry. That's all right. So whose number are you prepared to lose?
I'm going to prepare to lose my boss's number.
Your boss?
Your actual current boss?
Yes.
Okay, talk me through how that works.
Well, then that way I could just say if I do get a call or I didn't have your number, I didn't know who the number was, I don't take private calls.
Mm. Are you worried about losing your job though, Amanda?
No.
Okay.
She needs me.
You have the upper hand.
You know your worth. I like that.
Yeah, I like that too. Like that. So all are you prepared to call your boss on Friday if we select you and tell your boss that you have dumped their number from your phone?
Sure am.
Okay, nice. Amanda, you're on the standby list, my friend.
Thank you.
No worries. Could be you on Friday.
Tomorrow.
Oh, it's tomorrow, of course. It's Thursday today. Wow. Tomorrow somebody is going to win tickets to Phil Collins, but they're going to have to ring that person and delete the number.
107.7 2GO.
Right now, though, sorry to bring the tone down, but there's some sad news from the moon. It's a small... Don't laugh, Widow. It's sad. Get into the sad mode.
Okay, sorry. Sad news from the moon.
It's a bit of an update. It's a space update, space news update. We're not going to play the thing because it's not happy.
Okay.
Yesterday we reported that the Chang'e 4 lander on the far side of the moon that the Chinese had put there on January 3rd this year... Stop laughing.
Sorry.
That we had a cotton sprout that had sprouted in the biosphere experiment and we were all cheering. We thought, fantastic, there's cotton growing on the moon.
Very
there's
exciting.
Potatoes growing on the moon. Mm. We're going to have potato moon chips.
Mm.
Guys, I'm sorry, brace yourself. The sprouts died.
They're gone.
The sprouts have died.
Cut short.
It got too cold. It was minus 180.
107.7 2GO.
So I'm heading to the beach pretty much every day after work because of the weather's so hot and also it's so beautiful. The water temperature's fantastic. Yesterday I did happen to get knocked over by a wave, which is always a bit awkward when you're on your own.
Yeah.
You know? I'm just on my own, having a good time, splashing around, then boom, knocked over, and I'm looking around going, who saw that?
Did you play it cool?
Yeah.
Just in case?
Who saw that? I'm hoiking up my bathers thinking, oh, God, I hope nobody got flashed.
No.
But I was down the beach the other day, and I saw a couple of girls just sunbaking topless.
Yeah.
And I just thought, how do I feel about that? How does everyone else feel about that?
Topless sunbathing.
Look, I'm pretty cool with nudity, and I don't, you know, but mostly around my own home. Like, I'm not going to... subject anyone else to my bits, but you know.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like I've been to a nude beach before.
Yeah. We'll set the scene a little bit. Was it busy at the beach? Were there lots of people around?
It was reasonably busy, actually.
Okay. Was it near the?
It was Foresters Beach, is you know, not a huge tourist beach because there's no patrol on that beach.
Yeah.
So it's pretty much locals and a couple of visitors that from the area.
Yeah.
And it has been busier than normal this year. It's been one of the busiest years I can remember at Forrey.
There's probably you know, people walking along the beach, families.
Yep, a lot of kids.
Yeah.
People with dogs because it's a dog beach.
Yeah.
And I just thought, are we okay with this? And, you know, if this was happening, say, at Terrigal Beach, where there's certainly a lot more people, would we be okay with this? And how do people feel about it with kids and things like that? See, I kind of don't mind it. And as a woman with boobs, I don't mind. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How do you feel about it as a guy?
Look, I can actually remember seeing some topless bathers when I was like a young teenager.
Yep.
And I just giggled. It didn't really affect me a lot. I was just like, ha-ha, look at that. And that's about it. I'm pretty sure my parents didn't really care. But I think on a beach like that when it's quieter, it's not too much of a bad thing.
I don't think it is either.
But on a public, busy beach, maybe don't.
Well, it's just an interesting thought because over in Europe, it's just everywhere.
It's pretty much the norm, isn't it?
It's the norm.
Yeah.
You go to any beach in France or wherever, topless bathing is just the norm.
Mm.
And we're all just bodies, aren't we, essentially?
Mm.
We're all the same underneath kind of thing.
Well, yeah. Mine's a little bit... I've got a bit more like middle area than other people, I think.
Too many pies for you, Widow. But you know what I mean? Like, I mean, we're all different, but we're all essentially the same. I would love to know what you think about this.
Okay.
I would love to know if this is something that you think we should just be cool about, relaxed about, go with the flow, or whether this is something that you think should be off public beaches. 13, 27, 10, topless sunbaking. We do have a family pass to the circus. Steve from Gosford, topless sunbaking. What do you think?
I can't see anything wrong with it. We're in the 21st century. We're not living in the 50s anymore, and people are more open to everything. So it's not a problem at all. I can't see.
Okay, thanks so much for giving us a call this morning. Good to get your perspective on this. Thanks, Steve. Let's go to Kingcumber now. And Karen, do you have a problem with topless sunbathing when you see it on the beach?
None whatsoever. And truth be told, if my boobs didn't fall under my arms when I laid down flat, I'd probably do it too.
Oh, Karen, I love you so much. Wow. I know. I would too, but, yeah, nothing worth seeing in my department.
Yeah,
okay. Yeah. So you reckon we just need to be chill about it? We just need to let our kids know it's fine, that we're all just human beings, we've all got bodies, it's all good.
That's exactly right. And I think the more of a fuss we make about it, the more it will become something that then suddenly, you know, what do we do then? Suddenly we can't wear our cute little bikinis and our, I don't know.
Yeah, I'm with you. All right, so let's not make a fuss.
Oh, my God.
Yes, let's not make a fuss. Let's stop talking about it. You can have a family pass to the circus, my dear. Thanks for calling.
Oh, woo! Thank you very much.
No
my kids
worries.
Are going to be stoked.
Excellent.
I'll put my bikini top back on now. It's all right.
Like, Karen, we are all beautiful, so make
we
sure
are
if,
all
you,
beautiful.
If you want a topless, you know, sunbathe,
you do it.
You go, girl.
That is so true. Yep, I'm with you on that.
Okay, cool. We'll see you at the beach.
Definitely.
All right, we'll catch you later. Go and see Stardust Circus, Australia's biggest, best cared for animal circus. It's on
107.7 2GO.
Just want to say big congratulations to the Mariners.
Yes, finally it's happened.
Got a win last night.
After nearly a year.
Against Melbourne City, 2-1, 327 days. A long time
well
coming,
done,
but
guys.
Well done. Hopefully on Sunday.
It's the beginning of a roll.
Mm.
Let's just say that they're on a roll.
Brisbane were on Sunday. Hopefully they can have a good one against them. Now, look, baby names. It
comes up a bit in the news and stuff, especially at the beginning and the ends of years. You, of course, had a baby last year.
Yes, little Evie.
Great name.
Great name.
I've got a friend with an Evie as well, so I think it's a name that's coming back.
Yeah, a lot of people love it.
Short for Evelyn, though.
Yeah, Evelyn.
Yeah.
Evelyn. Evelyn Joy Whittington is my daughter's name.
Oh, so beautiful.
And look, it was actually pretty much a no-brainer for my wife and I, because on like our third or fourth date, we were talking names and how we like names and stuff, and I said, I've always loved the name Evelyn, and she said, that's actually my granny's name. And so since then, it was pretty much locked in. And then, unfortunately, her granny passed away last year as well. So it was.
But
just,
how beautiful that you were able to give your daughter her name.
Yeah. So for us, it was pretty straightforward and easy when it came to the name. We both love Evelyn. Evelyn was the name. But in New Zealand, they quite often have some doozies. Now, the New Zealand Department of Internal Affairs has released the baby names they rejected last year.
Yeah. So some names you just can't have legally.
Well, they also say, you know, it's the names that this place rejects that makes them the best.
Yeah.
You know
right.
What
so
I mean?
if it's a dumb name.
Yeah.
We will say no.
They've got a bunch of them. Listen to this one. The most common one was King.
King?
Just King. You can't call you can't name.
No.
Just flat out, you can't name them after royalty. Like, it's a title.
No,
you
Duke,
can't have a title.
King, Queen, you can't, no.
Yeah,
no,
yeah, yeah.
No.
But then they try and get, people try and get other ones through the gates. You got Princess Dixie Rose.
Oh, what a great name, Princess Dixie Rose.
Now, if you called Princess Dixie Rose, good on you, but it sounds to me like a name for a little dog.
Princess Dixie Rose. Yeah, it is a little bit of a dog name. That's true. Mind you, my daughter's name's Coco, and everyone says, oh, my dog's name's Coco. And you go, great. Thanks, mate. I did read on this list, though, that a couple of people tried to call their kids Roman numerals.
Yeah.
Two and three.
Yeah.
But not even the word two and three.
Just
like,
the
just
Roman
the
numerals.
Sticks.
Yeah, I think they're just trying to.
That's the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
It's like they're doing a head count before they leave. One, two, right, let's go. the one I want to mention is people are sneaky, right?
Yeah.
They try and get things through. Yep. So someone trying to get the name Justice through. I think they've thought, well, okay, one of two things. They've either trying to be creative with the spelling, or they just didn't know how to spell justice.
Or they're a little bit ghetto.
Because they spelt it J-A-H-S-T-I-C-E.
Justice!
Justice! A good attempt.
How about this one, though, on the list? This is the one I like. It's Gunner. G-U-N-N-E-R. Gunner.
Yeah.
And I was just thinking how bad that would be if you've got that person in your family that goes, oh, I was going to renovate the bathroom. I was going to wash the car.
Yeah.
I was going to get around to it.
I think that's probably why they're doing it.
Yeah,
they know, what's, they
dumb.
Know what the future is.
So dumb.
107.7 2GO.
Producer Al, who is in behind the scenes answering the phones here at 2GO, is walking around with a blanket on his back because It's so hot. The air conditioner's cranked up really high, and it's quite cold out in the office where you are, Al. Come on in.
Explain yourself.
He looks like
yourself.
A caped crusader.
It's 2GO breakfast, by the way, with Mandy and Rino.
It's like 30 degrees outside, and you've got a
summer
blanket
breakfast.
On you.
And my nipples are really stiff.
Oh, stop talking about your nipples.
Want to touch them?
No, I don't want to touch them. How did we get to this place?
This is a weird, weird place we've
gone
to.
What a weird place. What a weird end to the show.
But what a wonderful journey, hey?
What a lovely journey it's been.
Now, if you want to catch up on the show, 2gofm.com.au is where you can do that. Download the app as well. And actually, while you're there, become a club member at 2gofm.com.au and you can be like Deb and win cool stuff. She won yesterday the trip to go to the Queen Museum
in Switzerland.
I can't believe it. Seriously.
Are you okay?
I am, but I'm just, oh my gosh. Your fingers are crossed, but you never really expect it to happen, do you?
Well, become a club member, 2gofm.com.au. You could go see Elton John's final world tour. It's happening in 2019. All the details, Farewell, Yellow Brick Road. Head to eltonjohn.com. It's going to be in Las Vegas, so how's that?
Everybody just take care today. Drink lots of water, eat some icy poles, some zupa dupas, and slip, slop, slap, and we'll see you tomorrow.
Mickey D's up next, babe.
Summer feels good.
Summer. I love the outdoors.
We love our city.
I just love being out in the water.
Central Coast 2GO.
It's a feel-good summer on 2GO.
Summer feels good.